Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Everton Fan Focus podcast. Tonight's show, we're going to be looking back on the United game, the Arsenal game, the Norwich game, the League Cup draw and everything else that rammed comes with Everton FC.
That is rammed. That's a packed show.
It's too much there, isn't it?
I'm up for work at 5:50.
Right, so let's get cracking. Right, 17th of October, Everton got beat 3-0 by United. What could be pretty described as an off day at Goodison Park, lads?
Yes, not that. It was, you know, the first of all, you know, we covered it in the previous show. It was a dreadfully sad day with the passing of Howard Kendall. And I think in terms of the match, I think that it sort of set the tone for the whole day, really. It was just a bad day at the office. The team didn't look at it, did they, mate? You know, from where go. And then I think Everton, we just looked flat, we looked deflated. And to be honest, it was the first time ever I've seen us get beat heavily at home. And I didn't feel angry. I just thought, well, that's just what happened. We just felt totally deflated, didn't we? We looked deflated.
Definitely. And there was a few players returning from injury that day. Seamus Coleman, John Stones, to name but two. But Ben, it was a complete off day, wasn't it? Let's be honest.
Completely off.
Two weeks off because the international break. Don't forget.
Yeah,
it was an off day though.
It was an off day, and we come off the international break on such a high with a good sequence of results, and then you think you get the likes of Coleman and Stones back, although Browning and Galloway and Funes Mori had done fantastic. You think we could really have another good result against United, but I just think that day with the news that we all had, it was so surreal. Goodison was so, it was just so somber. Off somber, that I don't think anybody cared, and the players certainly were not at it at all, which is unlike Everton.
And it went throughout. Obviously it was in the early news about Howard Kendall, which we've spoken about before.
Yeah.
But it went right throughout the team, didn't it? I mean, even the usual suspects who have a reliable game didn't have a reliable game.
Stones looked up, didn't he? Yeah,
exactly. And then Coleman come in, probably had one of his worst games for Everton. Yeah. Obviously, Seamus has been out for a while with injury, but it was an absolute write-off. United, to be honest, nothing special. They just hit us, didn't he? Schneider scored.
Yeah, enough quality on the break. Yeah.
Wayne Rooney scored.
Rooney looked very apologetic, actually, sticking that in.
Well, you know, but I think that was probably representative of how we played. Jagielka gave that ball away. Next thing, you know, two passes and Rooney's bagging in the net. It was very unlike Everton, I think, from
all over the
start
pitch.
With
that. I think it's your circumstances in football are not always. It's nothing's ever the same. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. There's some things off the pitch control what goes on, and it's just one of them days where the club was overwhelmed with the news of what happened. And I could be totally wrong, but I just think that it totally affected the team and the way it played.
There was no time to digest the news before the game was
so
played.
No, before kickoff. No.
Yeah. It was either we were going to smash them 3 or 4
angry
for Howard, or we were going to get beat. Ultimately, we got beaten in a bad fashion, to be honest.
It could have been a lot worse, that game.
We wrote that off, lads, on mid-October time.
Yeah.
A week later, travelling to Arsenal. Never an easy game, but
no. Not many of us were confident.
Where do we start with the Arsenal game?
We start at the top, or in our case, in goal.
Go on then.
Tim Howard totally...
Release your fury.
For me, he just totally undermined... And I'm not escaping Jagielka and Stones for this, because, you know, let's be honest, their marking has not been great from from corner kicks and free kicks and set pieces. But for me, Tim Howard's presence in that very goal completely undermines the confidence of his centre-backs, completely of the team, in fact. It's almost as if you're giving the opposition two goals before you've even kicked off. You know, he looked so embarrassing coming for them crosses. So it looked like a spot the ball competition, didn't it? It looked like he was auditioning for that. He was miles from them. They were average balls in. It's like Dynamo Kiev all over again, where all they were doing was putting average balls in and paying off big time.
They were finding their way into the net.
Into the back of the net.
Two lofted balls in.
Any normal keeper would have punched it, catched it, sucked it, whatever, got rid of it. But I don't know.
One goal like that is...
Mark, if I could finish my rant by saying something pretty drastic. Howard's form is so bad, so negligent, and it's been that way for so long now, that Martinez continuing to pick him, for me, warrants Martinez leaving as well. You know, because I think it's... You're almost guaranteeing that we're going to concede goals. If you're a betting man, get your bets on both teams score at Everton when Howard's name's introduced. It's no shorter thing. I just think he's totally... It's like, you know, if a manager was an ass, turned up drunk all week, training, didn't do nothing, and then we lost the game, that's a sackable offence. For me, picking Howard is akin to that. You're almost halving our chances of victory. He's that bad in goal. Obviously his ego or whatever it is, he's not going to retire gracefully. I feel sorry for Joe Robles, but more importantly, I feel sorry for us, for him to watch it every week.
Safe to say you don't feel like high-fiving me then after that? No.
No high-fiving. My hands are tied on that one.
Ben.
Yeah.
I was going to say, do you want to add anything to that? But you're his twin, so...
He just spoke what's been in my mind. But like I say, one of them is careless, but the second one, two minutes after the first one, is unforgivable. And it just creates uncertainty throughout the back line. He's not commanding his penalty area. When was the last time you seen Howard punch the ball of 50 yards up the line? Or when was the last time you seen Howard catch a ball and release it to set the tack away? He just doesn't do anything. Sits on his line. The Liverpool goal the other week when Danny Ings scored, that should have been his ball all day long, and he just let it drift across, and Danny Ings is stood there. Because that's Howard's ball all day long.
You just don't see goals like that at any other club.
No.
It's only us that concede goals like that.
And I don't hate Tim Howard. It's not anti-Tim Howard, no. But he's costed us big time every game.
Mark, I think it's got to a point now where on Sunday, when you know his name is announced and Martinez has said as much, I just think the atmosphere is going to be horrendous. I don't think Martinez has helped the team or the club with that at all. And I don't want Tim Howard to get unmercifully booed because it's not going to help him. But he really should not be in that team. No way.
It takes away from what was a very good second half performance for Everton. With a better enough finishing, we may have got a point, maybe a winner, because we had two great chances.
No, yeah, I think, yeah, I would have said Arsenal clearly visibly tiring from beating Bayern Munich on the Wednesday, you know, I think was a factor in that. But Everton grew more and more as the game went on, which was pleasing to see, which wasn't always the case last season, you know. But we just couldn't get, you know, we'd have fluked the result there, let's be honest, but we couldn't get it.
Oh yeah, we could have been a lot behind.
No.
In the first half.
Again though, lack of belief as well, Mark. I just think we just again lacked the necessary belief. So, you know, West Ham went there, no problem. 2-0. It's completely dominated Arsenal, but we didn't have that.
But that's the thing though, yeah. We go 2-0 down. I mean, I'll give my views on the keeper in a minute, but if you go 2-0 down and Barkley gets the goal back on a break, and then we might be better second half, but where's the belief around this club, and where's the, you know, where is that draw or win against the top so-called top four side going to come from to propel us? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So people talk about Delafoe's equaliser at the Emirates a couple of years ago like it's some sort of fucking miracle, but
we
played Arsenal, we beat United, but it's nothing special. You know what I mean? We've got to follow it up. We've got to follow up in the season that follow, and we haven't. We haven't as yet.
Still, since those two games,
exactly,
we haven't done anything
exactly,
against
so
the top four.
Exactly. So that's my main concern. Obviously, I completely agree with you about Tim Howard, and to be honest, without losing too much sleep about it, I've been saying it for a couple of years, and I'm not going to change my views. I think he should have gone to the MLS.
Yeah.
His distribution is shocking. His commanding of the area is shocking. He gives no presence at all as a keeper. And I'm not saying Joe Robles is the answer for any means, but do you know what, that lad commands an area and he'll throw a save in.
He will.
And he gives you a lot more confidence in terms of distribution and with his presence than Tim Howard does. So
like a flat roof is better than no
as
roof.
As much as I don't want to stand here and criticise our players and slag them off, it's been impossible with Tom
Howard.
But anyway, that's not well on him.
No.
Obviously, Everton lost 2-1.
Yeah.
Barkley got the goal back. Lukaku had that header second half, didn't he?
Yeah.
Barry got himself sent off. Lee Mason was a bit of a subject. Lads, it was an all round frustrating afternoon, wasn't it? The trains got cancelled, which we've just been speaking to the Everton supporters just about, which was a load of bullshit.
Yes. So,
all round, it was a bad Saturday for Everton.
Just another bad Saturday, wasn't it? Another, you know. Like you say, Everton played well second half, didn't really. But it's been the same for Everton at most times. We play well without upsetting the apple cart. We do what is predicted. We lose to top four teams away from home. But we do it nicely. So it gives us a little tiny bit of hope.
Yeah.
But then we don't, so we don't we don't put any damage on it. We don't win with any intent.
No.
You know what I mean? Is what I'm trying to say is we don't win to make a statement, say, all right, we're not having this. This year we are going to be 2, 3, 4. Whether you like it or not. You know, I got criticised on Twitter by Red for slagging the referee off, saying, oh, you just blame the referee for everything when you lose. I don't think the guy watched the game himself. The referee gave pretty much everything to Arsenal. It was plain as day.
West Ham were followed up a win at Arsenal by beating Liverpool, hammering Liverpool at Anfield, and beating who else did they beat?
Man City,
they beat Man City.
A lot of teams away from home.
Yeah, they beat City 2-1.
Yeah.
And they've just beaten Chelsea at home. They're following up. And would you say West Ham squad is fantastically better than Everton's?
No. Belief is decent signings, but that was about
Bilic has instilled belief into him, which our manager is not installing into
them. He did in the first season, but it's completely evaporated since.
But the thing is, that's what I'm after that Arsenal defeat Saturday, lads, I was saying to myself, I thought, after a Norwich game and a Sunderland game, people are going to be calling for his head again. And do you know what? When we played the other night against Norwich, people were calling for his head again. I mean, I say it on Twitter, calling for his head, but there's people saying I don't want him managing our club anymore. And you're like, I'm like, to be honest, I'm like, I do want him as the manager, but you're fucking looking at it and going, when's it going to change? When's he going to realise? It seems to be the same old story, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Let's be honest, the other night, Darren Gibson and Leon Osman, woeful centre mid.
Yeah.
Both unfit players playing against a fit Norwich side. Who are going to punish you? At the end of the day, Funes Mori, he comes in. But.
Does okay.
Tyus Browning, is he ready for first team?
No.
There's questions across the team. Morales and Lukaku probably didn't have the better game. I'm completely blending that Arsenal game into the Norwich game. But
it's fine.
Two go hand in hand. At the end of the day, lads, them last three games have gone on paper there. There's concerns. James McCarthy, he's having a shit time. Let's be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been a big advocate of James McCarthy.
Absolutely slaughtered for criticising him.
Exactly.
He's been awful.
Right.
I would say Gareth Barry's had a better season than
Gareth Barry's McCarthy. Doing well. Yeah. We missed him the other night. Yeah. So the players that come in, obviously Leon Osman gets the captaincy and he scores the goal. He always will, won't he, when everyone slags him off. But when you look at it there, you're concerned. Galloway, Funes Mori. You look across that team, you think Morales come back in, he's been out injured. He's relying on Barkley and Dalafoe, let's be honest, but Barkley had a shocker when he came on.
He was awful.
Totally Dalafoe. Off the pace.
Dalafoe had a great impact, I thought, and then faded
so
quickly.
So Mark, on Ben, what's he doing then? So in previous rounds, Reading, Barnsley, I can go back. We've relied on them, especially Barnsley, second half. He brought Dalafoe and that on, and the game changed.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He brought the two of them on, didn't he?
After the substitutions on Tuesday night, Wednesday night, whatever day it was, the pattern of the game changed. But why aren't we starting with them then and going after the game? Why aren't we going after it and winning 1-0 and going all out to win this cup? That's what I think.
What's clear to me is he's relying on Dalafoe, Barkley and Lukaku to deliver for him, whilst being as negative as possible anywhere else on the pitch. I don't see that attacking freedom that we had in his first season. I just think he's giving it to them three players to go create something when you can. You know, I don't know. We are missing Baines down the left, that much is clear.
I agree. You know, don't get me wrong, we've got Galloway, he's doing a job, but don't get me wrong, Leighton Baines is a different class.
I want to say is, why do we always write off 45 minutes? We don't start quick. We don't press quick. Look, I hate to compare us, but do you remember Liverpool when they used to, when they nearly won the league, they used to throw everything at teams in the first 10 minutes, kill them dead.
They'd almost be 2-0 up on 5-6 minutes.
When was the last time you seen Everton throw themselves at a team?
We always have to go a goal behind.
Never. It's like we have to go into some kind of 45-minute foreplay before entertaining the idea of actually going to town.
Can I bring a stat? Yay! Can I bring a stat?
Is that what you do with your beard, is it? Hey,
bit shorter than 45
minutes. We've gone behind 9 of the last 12 games.
Say again?
We've gone behind 9 of the last 12.
That tells you we're starting far too slowly.
I'm sick of us chasing a game though, you know what I mean? The last time we probably took a game to someone was Southampton, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that was two, three weeks into the season.
Why the hell hasn't he continued to play like that? He made far too many changes.
The highs are super high and the lows are ridiculously low.
Yeah, let's face it, Norwich at home was...
That could have been a Sheffield Wednesday, Arsenal result, that.
So, we've covered United, we've covered Arsenal, lads. We've covered the Norwich game. Yeah. League Cup draw. We've got Borough away. It's being announced. It's on Sky, right? Before we get to any other points, what do you reckon?
I reckon it reminds me completely of Sunderland away in the FA Cup. That kind of awesome away support.
Just need to say,
the aroma of Wembley in the air. We do need our manager to act like a manager and make some big decisions.
What do you mean then? What do you mean then when you say that?
I mean, give us a goalkeeper who's going to keep a few goals out.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, Mark, the problems at Everton don't all lie with Samuel.
No, you're right. I think Martinez is clearly not getting the best out of his key players. He's not getting the best out of his key players.
Spite of the team,
it's not performing the way it should be. Matt McCarthy, no, forget Songs, he's been okay. But McCarthy, and then you've got Lukaku, who flits in and out, goals for a couple of games, and then nothing. And then looks, you know, not doing his best. And then you look at Morales.
Who's he going to decide with Delafoe Morales?
Yeah, Morales is a massively talented player, but and Moyes clearly got more out of him than Martinez has got. I just think Martinez is the only one that's, you know.
It's too much of a mustard. You've got Aaron Lennon there as well, and it's like there's no cohesiveness, there's no plan,
because no one is allowed to get understanding
wants to cut
on the
side every time. There's no outside width. There's nobody following on.
I
left,
think that's what
right.
it is. There's no understandings on the pitch whatsoever.
We
I don't know what it is.
We badly miss a fully fit Coleman and Baines.
I don't know. You know what? I know it's a classic shout when results are going badly, but I also think the players are not maybe not playing for them as much as they should do.
No.
I don't think he cuts a popular figure at the training grounds. I don't know. But I just get the sense they're not trying as much as they would do. If, you know what I mean? We just,
they're not busting hubs.
He just come across as this sort of fit beard right at the start, didn't he? He was exciting everyone. And now he's turned into this grumpy old dad. He wants to go to bed by 9 o'clock every night.
She's been on the limo down County Road every night.
Yeah, no teeth. You know, sexist, and I'm sorry, girls. But no, I just think Martinez has gone boring. He needs to completely get his mojo back. It is literally like, you know, Pike fat bastard so Austin Powers his mojo off him. Yeah.
So I only asked you about Butter Away, Mark.
Got on to Austin Powers.
Some tangent.
So to be honest though, lads, hey, that's on, you know, away game at Middlesbrough.
Yeah.
Let's not be honest, we've talked about this League Cup competition in times gone by.
Yeah.
I'm fucking jizzing my pants here, think.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm going to get a semi or a final, yeah. I'm going to go there, and you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, we all are. But I think this is a game that's going to bring the best out of the Evertonians. It is classic.
I hope so.
There's going to be 7,000 there, no problem. And it's just one of them where I think it's a night for our club then.
I think Middlesbrough
really
might
start
think,
dreaming about
they,
Wembley.
I think Middlesbrough might think they've done the hard work.
Yeah.
They're in for a shock or two.
Yeah, this it seems tailor-made
perfect.
For us. Yeah.
So it's set up for us to go there, draw 0-0 or 1-1, and then some. Like Morales or someone to score a scrappy goal in extra time.
Free kick or something like that, maybe.
Yeah.
But do you know what? You'd take it, wouldn't you? You'd take it, though.
Anything,
I don't care how we get
anything. We need to get over that line. We need to get that trophy. No more fitting to mark the passing, you know, of a legend today would be to lift the trophy and end this ridiculous trophy drought. It would be the best end off humanly possible, definitely. And we could, you know, because that was a guy who wasn't, you know, ready to go for trophies.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Madness needs to start playing his best players, mate.
Yeah.
So, well, it brings it nicely to a 10-game assessment. So you've got about, Mark, I'll limit you to about 120 words.
Okay, it's like a Twitter.
Ben,
a tweet.
You can say what you want.
I want to say quickly, we almost got through that period. It was an extremely tough opening 10 games, everyone knows it. And had we drawn the last two games, or won one and lost one maybe, then I would have considered that a great start, a good start to the season. But the manner in which we've lost them two games and the performance against Norwich has me a little bit worried, to be honest. But I just hope Sunday represents a massive chance to get back on track and win well.
Well, that's enough. All right, that's enough.
Okay.
Ben?
it just worries me how our performances have dropped a lot since the international break. We started well, great wins against Southampton and Chelsea. Fantastic comeback against West Bromwich Albion.
Yeah.
But that was our last win, apart from Tuesday night on penalties. It just worries me, and we just need something to kickstart. Sunday is perfect, because despite that last week, it's still a terrible side.
The most overrated 3-0 win I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Well, a few people have actually tweeted in. Believe it or not, they've replied to me and not you, Mark. Fan club's gone west here. Mantara 82 says, I said to him, like, basically, gives you a 10-game assessment on a tweet.
Yeah.
So, obviously, it's 11 games now because we played Norwich the other night. But Pantara 82 says, par for the course. Sedo 1981 says, inconsistent. CJ 87 EFC. Don't make it easy with these.
No, Twitter handles.
Yeah. Positive at times, looking like we're decent again, then Howard ruins it all.
I
see what that lad's saying there, yeah. Another lad, Joseph Scotland says, we're starting to play like we did last season at times, but there's no flair or leadership. Expect a lot of frustration ahead.
I like George Evans' response. He simply says, Everton.
Yeah. George Evans there, just straight to the point, yeah. Everton. How'd you describe the first 10 games, yeah?
Everton.
It's pseudo, isn't it?
Yeah.
Another lad, says the solid unspecified what's his name, Kiwi on got
solid.
Well, lads, make it a bit easier, just put yourself like Mark. Solid unspectacular start, next 10 games the proving ground. But we said that before the first 10 games,
yeah.
So have we learnt how to beat teams that sit back versus us or not?
It's a good question.
Mod Sam 1 says frustrating, yes, but not as bad as people are making out. We've just played the top 8 last year in our last 10.
It's a good point, but
to be honest, go on.
It's a good point, but we have the ability to be better than 3 wins out of 10 with 4 wins. We should be looking at 5 wins out of those 10 games.
Yeah,
definitely.
I agree.
Melly Bob says frustrating because we've lost points due to chances not being taken or when execute St. Howard's laugh. Alright, Melly Bob's laugh. David Giannini says, still lacking in the final third, need goalkeeping reinforcements, young defenders look good, but not sure if better, worse than record shows. Other people have just been straight to the point and said average, inconsistent, Everton, par for the course. It seems that Martinez has some defensive issues to iron out, says the Vodafone one. It's pretty much the same team, isn't it? You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's neither here nor there, is it, with this season?
Well, We're not sure if it's going to be better than last season, or is it going to be...
No one knows.
No one knows.
I think a lot of people...
I think they're on a life edge.
I think Martinez
is
on thin ice at the moment, definitely, with his Howard thing.
So, the 10-game assessments are pretty much done and dusted there.
Yeah.
The Tim Howard Robles thing, let's not go there because we'll be here all night. I'll end up with it with an head like you used to.
No hair left.
But to be honest, lads, looking at the injuries there, we've got Stones, Baines, Coleman, Jagielka, Cleverley all being injured so far this season.
Yeah.
Pina is still on
nowhere to be seen.
I think Cleverley has Gibson been an understatedness.
Yeah, because he played a key role in the initial stages, if you remember. Gibson is driving around a petty station. Oviedo played the other night, and he done shite second, first half, and all right second half. McGeady, Osman, you know what I mean? Next thing, Osman, the only footballer who doesn't play football for 2 months and then comes back and captains the side.
And now, I think McGeady's stuck with the chair with his arms tied behind the back, gagged. That's the impression I get with McGeady.
Well, you know, that's the... Well, I was going to say that's something, but no. I'm not going to say that for any Irish listeners.
That's his business. Did you see that?
One little point on Osman. Did you see that shot he done in the second half, Osman? Where he drifts past one or two players.
And then runs out of energy.
Then it looks as if the ball's too heavy for him to kick. And
he had a shot and it hit me and old Swan, lads.
Like at school.
Right. Yeah.
Lads, Funes, Mori.
Right. Superb sight.
Growing on me big time, Funes Mori.
I'm not like a Dennis Strakulasi.
No, I think he's been excellent. Well, apart from the first game, but the second half with Jagielka, I think he was against Liverpool. He was absolutely superb.
So Jagielka's obviously out for a couple of months at least, so
yeah,
happy with him in there then.
Yeah.
Next to John Stones, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's Jagielka's a huge miss, best defender in Europe until his injury, if you ask me. Not even overstating it, but I think Funes Mori. More than got his feelings
no
on the table now.
I'm
not even bothered with that. That's fine.
No.
As if it's down to me.
I think what spoke over volumes to me is stepping in the Merseyside derby and the way he played in that. And I thought to myself,
second half,
the lad's got a bit of out in me. You know what I mean?
That challenge, he stopped when Liverpool were barely
down. That was when Atkinson gave them a free kick.
Exactly.
A quick free kick that he didn't allow as well.
He likes to run forward as well, doesn't he? So
he does. Yeah, he does. I actually thought he should have took that free kick that Morales took on Tuesday night.
He had a good couple of
if you look on YouTube, the guy can hit one.
You've been on YouTube, have you?
So can anyone.
So can Dinier Billionaire.
he looked Pele-esque on YouTube.
So, obviously, lads, there's a lot of concerns. We've just talked about two defeats there and a draw. So it's not all happy as Larry now.
No.
To be fair, we're in the League Cup quarters.
Yeah.
And then looking ahead to the fixtures, we've got Sunderland at home, West Ham away, Villa at home, and Bournemouth away.
See, so you have to get 10.
Let's not look long term. Let's look on Sunderland. Allardyce has just beat Newcastle 3-0, so what's your reckon, lads?
Well, they're going to have their whole... They're going to be playing with confidence, no question. With and having a new manager in as well, the confidence that brings to a team. But I think, well, they're going to be certainly playing our headers and volleys in training all week if they know how it's in goal. You're going to be seeing so many crosses come into the box, but that's a game we shouldn't be afraid of if we play anywhere near to our maximum. It's a game we should win comfortably.
It's a step up.
Yeah, West Ham away.
Yeah, not very easy. Difficult. Very difficult. They're going to be wanting to do us as well because we always beat them at us.
So that means we're going to get beat by Sunderland and we'll end up beating West Ham. Just for what you just said in the last minute.
And I also think it helps with the bookies. Yeah. So West Ham away, which I think is the Everton fans' favourite away trip because it's just,
absolute limbs.
At limbs.
That's when you fall over your fucking
it
self.
It is. I think after West Ham away, the most recorded bruised kneecaps in work on a Monday morning, no problem, no question about that. But I think, if we're looking, West Ham away is tough, but we've got the hex over them at Upton Park.
There's no reason we can't get a result with.
No. We've got the players to hit anyone. It's just.
They're not showing
if Martinez can get the best out of them.
It's worth a turn up on a day, isn't it?
Yeah.
So why? I mean, without going into major detail, Why is that then? Is that the manager then? Because we're coming into the third season now, and he's going to get judged on that. So this can go one or two ways, kind of.
I feel like we're on a knife edge.
Yeah.
I think he's not getting the best out of his players.
What should drive the players off is the fact that we're in the quarterfinals of the League Cup, and if they've got anything about them, they'll want to be in that team.
That ends the 21-year trophy drive.
Yeah. So they should be able to push the first team regulars on, and they should see an uplifted performance.
I think Lukaku's ego needs a massage now and again. I don't think he gets that often enough. I think he needs an arm around his shoulder and to tell him,
after,
you know, all right, he can get a step ladder.
I need a cuddle sometimes. I'll
definitely need one in the morning when that alarm goes off, but the missus won't want to know. Never does at that time. So I'll get up regardless, make it a brew. Anyway, that aside, no.
Mark sounds his life story. Yeah,
just think, Lukaku needs to come to the party a lot more, mate.
At times, he just looks like you plonk him up there, and that's just he's get
like,
on with it.
Yeah, he's like,
it's like a lost soul.
It's like, I've got a big black lad, I'm going to throw him up stunts without, you know, sounding funny about it.
Yeah.
And physical
I'm
presence.
I'm expect it, yeah. But I think he does need the support, though, lad. He does, yeah.
I just hope he gets it, and then,
I think he gets a bit of injustice there, criticism, but.
Yeah, I do.
You look across that team there, and we've obviously slated Tim out before, but I think collectively, we haven't been good enough against United, have we? We haven't been good enough against Arsenal.
No.
And against Norwich the other night, he throws a couple of players, and fair enough, he's mixing it up, but I want to see. I know we can't play Gareth Barry, but I want to see the first team is in there, Delafoe, Barkley. Yeah. I want to see it.
Yeah.
He's starting Lukaku, he's starting John Stones, so for me, he's starting another player.
So start your best team.
Unless you're not asked about it and you want to mix it up, like say Arsenal did the other night, you got beat 3-0 by Sheffield.
Yeah.
Why not do it then? That's
and someone said it's not our priority because, you know, the league's a priority.
What is our priority?
Hang on, 21 years, the League Cup is our first priority.
What is our priority?
It's to win a trophy. It's got to be to win a trophy. I could finish 16th if it meant winning a trophy.
Exactly.
I wouldn't give a monkey's toss what about
that. Exactly. I've said this before about the League Cup. Sorry,
it's all, it should be what we go down, what we aim for.
With that team on Tuesday, he played major roulette and he just about got away with that because that team wasn't fit. It wasn't up for it. Norwich was good. How many callers did Norwich have in the first 10 minutes?
About 15.
7 or 8.
The thing is, you'll play a weakened team, but then Norwich won't necessarily play a weakened team.
No.
They throw a few lads in midfield who are fit, they're hungry, and don't get a result against
them. Yeah, Vadis in there who's really good, you know. Yeah, never knew what he looked like. I was really curious to see what he looked like. You know, another failed transfer. But, you know, we saw Robles done well on the shootout and we got through, didn't we? So
we're gonna win the League Cup and finish fourth anyway. So
that's no problem.
Sorry, we just assessed that from that conversation. lads, West Ham away, Villa at home, Bournemouth away. There's plenty of takeover rumours as well.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's been an emotional day today with the Harry Kendall's funeral, but people need to know what's sort of going on at Everton FC, and no one wants to talk about it because of the particular reasons. And with all due respect, lads, there's a lot going on, there's a lot of speculation. We won't go into it now, but there's been a lot of takeover rumours as well, hasn't there?
And I hope this time it's genuine. I'm not going to go into a rant. I just hope there's some substance to it. I think, you know,
we do look like
we need a change now. We definitely do, don't we? So,
you just want someone with a plan to take us forward, to want this club to be the best again.
So, in terms of these press rumours, though, lads, do you think there's any substance to it?
Yeah,
I think there is.
I think there's far too many people from different areas saying it. I think there is interest.
Different media sections reporting.
Yeah, it's not just one person or it's not just the same sort of group saying it. It's different people from different backgrounds.
You've seen pictures of. Surely got to be, hasn't it?
Yeah, you'd think so. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I know there's been rumours about Bill Kenwright's health.
Yeah, but he's not a young man anyway, and we do need to move forward eventually.
Yeah.
So this might be the perfect time.
And I think. What probably needs to be outlined with that sort of subject without going into detail is that obviously everyone involved here wishes we're not sitting here speculating about anyone, we're just talking about what's being in the press and what's being discussed. So at the end of the day, we're going to talk about matters on the pitch more importantly, and whatever will happen off the pitch will happen. But
absolutely,
What do you reckon, lads, then? Are you going to be in for a good Christmas or what?
I think we can't be worse than last year. That was the worst Christmas ever supporting Everton. Got soaked on the way home from Stoke as well that night. Got absolutely battered in the night. Yeah, it was angry. It was like
I'm
day
not
after.
Having that again. Was I'm
like,
not having that.
It was like day after. It was like an extra day after tomorrow. It was horrendous. Yeah, let's hope for a better Christmas. I think we'll have a better Christmas.
I think with the return of Baines, a fully fit Coleman, Tom Cleverley.
Yeah.
Not someone, as bad as last
someone
season.
Could put some sugar in mayonnaise's tea. That would help as well. Yeah. Yeah.
Tom Cleverley, you'd never be saying that, would you, 18 months ago? But
No. I think his return will coincide with the big lift, definitely.
Do you know what, though? If Darren Gibson can get himself fit,
exactly.
Tom Cleverley is obviously going to come back.
Yeah.
If Pienaar can finally emerge from the fucking darkness.
Yeah. He's sort of looking at a new midfield there, aren't
you? You're looking at yourself the second half of the season, like, we've got a better squad there, we've got more options. At the moment, we're making do with all due respect, he's doing well, Galloway. With all due respect, Funes Mori.
Yeah.
With all due respect, you're throwing Darren Gibson in the cup game, Leon Osman in the cup game, you know, Aruna Kone. Where do you repeat it?
The need to strengthen in January is huge.
Oh, a couple of signings in January.
Let's just hope that we get it. And,
I
don't have to go on a rant because it's only the hair in my nose left.
You're not going to get any
signings
in January,
are
you?
Traditionally, no.
Is Lucina Traore available?
He might be. Yeah. Have you been watching Monaco?
Yeah, he scored the other week.
He did. We might get Pistone alone, or maybe.
So anyway, lads, a final word on Everton. The past few games, probably,
turbulent.
I would say the last 3 weeks. Looking at the fixes, how would you describe it?
Very turbulent time for the club, very emotional time for the club. Okay, culminating in today's truly sad, passing, the funeral of Hal Kendall, which still cuts deep. Just think now we have to try and move on as a club and hopefully, no better time to start that against Sunderland, a poor Sunderland team. If we show any quality, we'll get a good win.
Yeah. And you, Ben?
Yeah, the club, it's been in a lull since Howard Kendall passed away. And the performances have reflected. I'm not saying they're directly responsible for the performances, but we need to start our best players performing to their maximum, and I think Sunderland is the perfect chance for us to start our season
again.
To be honest though, come the end of August, we'll be doing alright, man. We got the win against Southampton, we drew away at Tottenham, remember we beat Chelsea,
the Chelsea win.
Yeah. You know
good
I mean?
Results.
A couple of international breaks later, and we've picked up these results against sides who are better sides in the league. But
we beat and drew with last season.
With a bit more hope. Exactly.
So let's hope that we show our quality and do ourselves justice. Because it's time we picked ourselves up now and got on with it.
We'll end on that then. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Bye now.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.